So over the last 2 weeks, we have been building up Calgary's biggest proposal, Brittany. This is what we've been going for. And with the promise of billboards that will go around town and potentially allow you to tell the person in your life over Valentine's Day that you would like them to be your betrothed for the rest of your lives.
I feel like this is a unique way to propose, and hugely. I'm here for it. This would be cool.
Think of all the proposals that have been out there. How many of you had a billboard to propose? It's pretty impressive. We've been teasing it all weekend. We've been teasing it really for the last couple of weeks. The billboards changed over the weekends. Did you see them? But do you want to know the details? Get the dirt. Yes, you do. We are going to phone the gentleman in question that wanted to propose to his significant other. And we're going to phone them right now. Brittany, do you have their phone number there?
I do.
Okay, we have not heard from this person. We know nothing about them. Is it the top phone
just
number
that
here?
Top one, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Let's see if we can get them online. Here we go.
Oh, I'm excited.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tyler. It's Rob from Rob and Friends. How are you, my friend?
Not too bad. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well indeed. So, my man, you were the guy that was chosen late last week to propose to your partner, Carissa. We were very taken aback by your story together. You've been together 6 years. You've got two boys. You've got a little one on the way this month.
Yeah.
How did it feel being chosen for this moment, Tyler?
Honestly, it was very unexpected, but I made the moment work, and I proposed on Saturday with her. So.
Oh, so tell me about this. Now, is Carissa in the car for you? I understand she might be. This is your partner.
She's with me.
Okay,
hi.
Hello, Carissa. How are you? So here's where we want to go to. I want to get Tyler. Give me the story of how you got her to the billboard, and then I'm going to ask Carissa her answer, okay? Tell us what you did Saturday when the billboard went up.
Saturday, I kind of made some plans and told her we were just going to go for a quick drive around the city, and then I had some friends and family meet me over at one of the billboards off of Barlow there, Barlow and Center Street, and then we met over there, and I was going to say we got the sign to pop up. No,
and did you say anything, or did you just let her look at the sign?
I kind of had to give her a little bit of a heads up because unfortunately social media ruined it for me.
No, dastardly social media.
I was tagged in a post, unfortunately, and people were asking if it was us, and
okay.
I think the surprise a little bit, but I mean, the gesture was still beautiful.
It's a beautiful
and
gesture. Beautiful gesture by your partner.
Yeah,
but this is the moment, Chris, so we need to know. Unfortunately, the dastardly devils on social media did their work, but it doesn't take away from what Tyler did, entering you into the contest and wanting to do this big proposal for you. Carissa, you're there on Saturday. It's Barlow and Center. You see the story. You see the billboard. What do you say?
I said yes.
She said yes. Yes, you did. Wow. I hope it was just a simple and euphoric moment for you to be able to say yes to Tyler.
It was beautiful. It was, there's not much we can do about social media, right? So, unfortunately, but it was still a beautiful gesture, romantic, and he definitely did a good job. So, thank you, guys.
You're more than welcome. Who were these people that tagged you in this post, by the way? These weren't friends of yours, were they?
Yes, actually.
Well, they're not coming to the wedding.
Somebody had tagged or had posted a picture of the sign and asked Calgary and said, "Who's Carissa and Tyler?" And then I was tagged a couple of times. And then I actually had somebody message me, "Oh, I seen the billboard." And I was like, "What? Like, what are you talking about?" And I had actually just woken up from a nap because I wasn't feeling the greatest. Yeah, unfortunately, there's not much we can do, but that's okay.
Did you say anything to these friends, or are you letting sleeping dogs lie?
I didn't say much. She didn't know, so
okay.
It's not really okay. Her fault.
All right, then.
I mean, yeah.
I'll back off. I was ready to go to town there for you, Carissa. I was ready to go in there and take the people down. But, of course, the main thing is that you two are getting married. Have you had any thoughts about what you might do moving forward? Any dates you're thinking of at this stage? Where are you at?
No idea, to be honest. We're very busy with family and kids. Like, I'm about to have a baby in 2 weeks. My brain isn't really racked around that right now. But
it's
hopefully within the next couple of years.
That's a fair point. Baby's on the way. Well, look, we really loved your story when it came through. We received so many of them, but yours really stuck out. How you've been together, you've built a family. There's a baby coming in 2 weeks, and we know that you're right. You're totally right. Your mind's not in the wedding right now. But what we want to do is give you a head start on that wedding fund, and we want to give you $500 from us to you to get you started for when you finally do get down the aisle once things settle down for you here in a little bit.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome. We're happy to do that for you. Well, Brittany, it looks like we were successful with Calgary's biggest proposal.
I think we did it. And honestly, as much as I wish it didn't get spoiled for them, I think that was some of the excitement. Maybe I hope we can think people were just excited to see the story. And I hope you guys are just as excited for it.
Yes, we are. Thank you. And I've actually realized I'm not a surprise person. I was really nervous. So, I mean, kind of... a blessing in disguise, maybe. Like, just being this pregnant and whatnot, I was a nervous wreck.
That's right. Otherwise, you could have had a proposal and a giving birth, you know, all at the same time.
What a story that would have been.
That would have been something. Then we would have been all over the news. Goodness me. Thank you so much, my dear. It was great talking to the both of you. Congratulations on behalf of 101.5 Today Radio to you two. You are now fiancés.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care, guys. All the best.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Too.